For more than a decade, a group of millionaires has been trying to get Congress to raise taxes on them. They say the country's economic divide is dangerous, both to people who are not getting ahead and to social stability. Now, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports they are working to make allies among working-class voters.
A late Wednesday afternoon in tiny Whiteville, North Carolina, people trickle into a conference room gussied up in red, white, and blue.
How are you?
Good. Oh, hey, good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
They were recruited to talk about the economy with a group called Patriotic Millionaires. There's $50 for newcomers, door prizes, and free dinner.
Welcome, everybody, for coming. With all the men, remove the hats, please.
Local resident Thomas Young leads the blessing as 60 people bow their heads. They're Republicans and Democrats, black and white, from seniors with walkers to people with toddlers on laps.
And right now, God, we ask that you bless this food, bless the hands that prepared it, maybe nourishment our body in Christ's sake. Amen.
The nonprofit Patriotic Millionaires worries that big money corrupts politics and drives social division. It wants higher taxes for the rich and a higher minimum wage nationwide. In North Carolina, it's still $7.25, same as the federal rate. And now the group wants the 5,000 people in this town to help push for these things. When everyone's back seated with a plate of chicken and green beans, founder Erica Payne lays out their case.
So 71% of American people think the economy is rigged against them. We've got news for them. They're right.
On a big screen, she clicks through charts and graphs she says explain the struggles many in the room face. Upward mobility, it's down. CEO pay, way up, to on average hundreds of times more than worker pay. Yet in some years, major corporations paid virtually no taxes. In another graph, a line for worker productivity climbs and climbs, while the line for wages barely goes up.
Where do you think all that extra productivity, the profits from all that productivity, where is that money going? Raise your hand if you have a clue.
The rich.
The rich.
That's exactly right. It's going straight into the pockets of the rich.
One of those rich people is here tonight. Pierre Hollis is a quiet man with a goatee who lives in Virginia. He's one of the millionaires who gives the group its name. Outside the meeting, he says most people have no idea how the tax code applies to themselves, let alone others.
And if they knew, they would be outraged.
For example, Hollis made his fortune in stocks. Taxes on that are a lot lower than they are on working wages.
The loopholes and the things that were put into the tax code are just, you know, it's obscene what the very wealthy people in this country get away with.
Erica Payne faults both political parties for that. To try and force change, she's betting on the power of low-wage workers who make up nearly half the U.S. labor force. That message has hit home for some in Whiteville.
Hola, Christian. ¿Cómo está?
At a Mexican restaurant in town, I meet Jamie Inslee, Brittany McMillian, and April Thomas, who've been showing up to these meetings since they were started last year.
I am fairly conservative, have been most of my life, and so I had some preconceived notions about what I thought was going on, and I've been shown quite a lot of difference.
I feel like if they see that it's a problem and it's them with the money, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
My first thought of it was, really? They care about Columbus County? Because nobody cares about Columbus County like that.
They all cite different numbers that struck them most in their crash course on inequality. For April, it was an MIT calculation that a livable wage here in Whiteville for a single parent of three like her would be $53 an hour. She works at a vape and tobacco shop.
When I first started, it was $7.25. He still tries to start people at that same wage, but he has trouble because a lot of people are like, I can't work for that.
She recently got a bump to $10 an hour and found another job at 15, working overnights at a group home. It's still a financial stretch, and her car's on its last legs.
Even though I'm starting this new job, I'm not letting my old job go. I'm still working it on the days that I can, because it's hard. It really is.
Jamie is a retired nurse and worries for his children. He says it's become so much harder to make a good living. Brittany has been recruiting friends and family and wants to do something big.
I would love for us to have a big enough group that we can have a bus and we can all go to Washington and advocate. I feel like that would be amazing.
North Carolina is the pilot for a bigger push. Patriotic millionaires will soon start holding meetings in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. But even economists who admire the idea are skeptical about success.
Education's a good thing. I have no idea what the payoff is here.
Steve Rosenthal is with the nonpartisan Irving Brookings Tax Policy Center. He credits President Biden for trying to raise taxes on the wealthy, but he doubts Republicans will break their opposition to any tax hikes.
The Republicans have become more and more doctrinaire, and there's an infrastructure to discipline Republicans that step out of line.
As for the minimum wage, economist Betsy Stevenson at the University of Michigan says there's a reason Congress hasn't raised it.
Because the minimum wage has been raised all across the country at the state and local level. And so it's just not as much of a priority because it won't affect as many people as it would have 10 years ago.
Even in the 20 states where it's stuck at 725, she says a tight labor market has pushed wages up some. Still, she says raising the minimum is popular and can motivate people.
I've been sitting here
back at the supper meeting, the last part is all about taking some kind of action.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
People pair up and practice telling their stories of financial struggle. Then there's some fun role play on talking to lawmakers.
Why we can't get decent wages in North Carolina? Is it folks like you want to line your own pockets and keep us?
Future meetings will include training on the right approach, a petition to raise wages, and a lobby day, all hoping to convince people who feel left behind that they can make a difference. Jennifer Lutton, NPR News, Whiteville, North Carolina.